From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Savannah is taking steps toward restoring its historic city plan. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, the National Park Service last year called the city's historic landmark district threatened.
Savannah is well known for its grid of streets and small parks called squares. But over time, bigger buildings like the city's Civic Center have encroached on some squares and disrupted the grid. Now, the city council has adopted a plan to tear down the Civic Center and reestablish the streets and square on the site. Luciana Spraker with the city of Savannah says visitors would see the changes as they exit the highway.
That would be a real signal that, hey, I've entered the historic Savannah. You know, this is what I came for.
Spraker says they'll also seek input from residents and other local groups as they redevelop the site. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
The family of a woman who died in a dark cell at the Atlanta City Detention Center will receive nearly $1 million from the city of Atlanta. Wiki Bryant died in 2015 at the center. A medical examiner's report said it appeared she had been dead for hours before she was even discovered. The family's lawyer said days before she died, Bryant, who had a history of serious mental illness, was moved to a cell where the lights didn't work. In 2017, they filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Disciplinary action was eventually taken against three nurses and two corrections officers. According to WSB-TV, the Atlanta City Council this month authorized a $995,000 settlement. A north suburb of Atlanta is expected to become the latest city in Georgia to approve an ordinance that bans privately owned businesses from discriminating against minority groups, including LGBTQ people. The city of Dunwoody is meeting this evening and is expected to vote on an ordinance that puts in place a process for people to report alleged discrimination to the city, with city-appointed mediators and hearing officers investigating. Additionally, the ordinance requires the police department receive training on hate crimes and report hate crime to the FBI. Georgia is terminating Medicaid assistance for about 17,000 poor, elderly, and disabled Georgians after state officials say they failed to respond to renewal notices. But according to the AJC, some patients say they never received a notice. Lawyers for the patients say computer records show that no renewal notices were ever sent. The nonprofit group Georgia Legal Services is working with some of the affected patients. They've written to the State Department of Community Health in an attempt to get the move reversed.